two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources.
Welcome back, everyone, to Inside Sources today. Great to be with you. I am Boyd Matheson, opinion editor at the Deseret News, and we're going to continue to plow forward. We're going to talk about the economic impact of the coronavirus, and we often talk about this, that in every challenge, there is a golden opportunity for someone. And I believe that's what's happening in terms of economics. We're very pleased to be joined on the line now by former Utah governor and former U.S. ambassador to China and to Russia, John Huntsman Jr. How are you doing today, sir?
Boyd, it's a pleasure to be with you, my friend.
Wonderful. Well, obviously, there's a lot of economic challenges, and we'll break a little bit of those down. I also want to look at this internationally as well. But let's start first right here at home in terms of making sure we don't allow this grinding to a halt, that it becomes a complete halt, that then we got to figure out some sort of jump start to. How do we keep things moving along enough that when the tables turn and momentum shifts on the virus, that we can make sure especially our small businesses are really cruising forward?
Well, let's recognize where we are right now. Let's be pragmatic about it. Let's just be straight up honest. We're grinding to a dead stop, and we've never seen this before, not in our lifetime. This is a 100-year event. So businesses don't have customers right now, and they're frightened, and they're withdrawing. And businesses have no choice but to terminate and furlough and cut. And that means unemployment is going to skyrocket and businesses are going to go bankrupt. But it doesn't need to be that way. There are some things in this crazy set of circumstances, Boyd, that we can't control. There are some things that we can control. We're all listening to the national public health officials, and every day they give us guidance. It's no different in this state than any other state. You know, social distancing and all the practices that are to be followed and applied. The one area where we actually can make a difference, where we are in control, is the economic side, because there is no reason that we should let small businesses die. And this is a big problem right now. We're dropping like a rock. They need fresh capital, and we ought to be moving like yesterday, like 3 weeks ago, to get fresh capital to small businesses. And I'm sorry, but, you know, what the governor announced recently, $8 million, that's a raindrop in the ocean. That's just not going to do it. And we have the tools with which we can make fresh capital available to small businesses. So what is the goal here? The goal is to keep people on payroll, because if they're cut from the payroll, you have all kinds of follow-on and ancillary problems.
Right.
You've got unemployed. You've got single moms, single dads. They're at home. They fall into deep despair. Maybe they're underlying mental health issues. We've got to keep people on payroll. And the only way small businesses are going to be able to do that is with a fresh flow of working capital. So I put out in your great newspaper just a couple of days ago the idea that we can flood the end zone with fresh capital, and we can do it now. And it's a combination of banks offering their lines of credit. They're getting zero cost of capital at the Fed window right now. And they can offer zero interest working capital loans just to give people a backstop so we can get from point A to point B. We don't know how big this chasm is going to be. Is it going to be 3 months? Is it going to be 6 months? We don't know, but it's not going to be forever. And we're going to emerge better and stronger than ever before. So it's a short-term issue that needs a short-term fix. So banks stepping up, we have $1 billion in the state's rainy day fund. There's no reason why we can't get $200 to $300 million out of the rainy day fund that would precede the flow of federal dollars that will be flowing into this state to make sure that we give small business all the confidence they need to keep people on the payroll, to keep them from being cut. And then you have to suffer from the follow-on effect, which is structural unemployment and mass bankruptcies, because mass bankruptcies beget more mass bankruptcies.
Yeah, wow. That's I do think it's important. We have made a big deal in the state about having a significant rainy day fund. The legislature has talked about that regularly in terms of wisely putting that aside. As you said, it is a rainy day fund. I think it's raining. I think we officially have rain on board. And so those are all really critical things. If you're just joining us, we have John Huntsman Jr. on the line, former U.S. ambassador to Russia and to China, and current candidate for governor here in the state of Utah. And I wanted to go to the China component for just a second here, because I think this is both a short term and a long term opportunity. In that we've often talked about Utah not just being crossroads to the West, but crossroads to the world. And it seems to me that there's going to be a reframing for a lot of businesses whose supply chains sort of start and end in China today. Is that an opportunity that we ought to be trying to position for and get ready for vision-wise right here in the state of Utah?
Well, there's going to be a big problem with China, and I know China well, having lived there, having served as a U.S. ambassador, and having lived in Asia four different times. China hasn't taken responsibility for something they're clearly responsible for. Instead of informing its own people and the world early on about the spread of coronavirus, they basically hid it. And there was a disinformation campaign about its initial spread. So that's where a lot of it started. There were millions of people who left Hubei province, which is where the city of Wuhan is located. 5 million people, we think, left Hubei. They went to places in China and all over the world. And it wasn't until late January that the Chinese actually acknowledged the gravity of the situation. So because of that, there's going to be major reassessment on the part of U.S. business, and I think businesses everywhere, to say, do we want to be that top-heavy in terms of research and development, supply chain management in China? And right now, the world economy is very, very top-heavy in terms of what they've invested in China. 85% of our pharmaceutical trade is basically derived out of the China market. So I think there's going to be a massive reassessment, which means that there's going to be huge opportunity for the state to say, okay, we're a safe haven. We're a great economy. We're going to be even better when we get out of this desperate strait we're in right now. What should we be doing to position ourselves to pick up supply chain opportunities, new investments, research and development that clearly is going to flow out of China looking for new safe havens and looking for new places where they can do business? So to my mind, and listen, Boyd is a governor, is a candidate for governor of the greatest state in America. Short-term triage program, which we really already talked about, how we deal with the here and now with an economy that's dropping like a rock. And the second part is, how do we pick up the pieces over the longer term and make Utah the best shining star example of where we can signal to the global economy that we're just not the crossroads of the West, we are the crossroads of the world, and it can start now. And picking up supply chain opportunities that clearly are going to be flowing out of China because of the dashed trust in that marketplace. And it's going to happen in a fairly significant way, I believe.
Yeah, fantastic. John Huntsman Jr., thank you so much for joining us on Inside Sources today. Appreciate that perspective and insight. There are some short-term things we got to get straight, and then we got to get to the vision of the long-term. It really is crossroads to the world time.
Pleasure to be with you. Thanks so much.
All right. Again, that's former governor and former U.S. ambassador to China and Russia, John Huntsman Jr., joining us on the Newsmaker line today. He put out his vision, his view in terms of what needs to happen. I do like this idea of using some of the state's rainy day fund. That is what it is for. And there are opportunities there. Again, we have almost a billion sitting there, $932 million currently in reserve, and using a chunk of that to make sure we can keep things rolling, especially for the small to medium-sized businesses here in the state of Utah. They are the lifeblood of the state. I think they're the lifeblood of democracy around the world, to be honest. So we got to keep them rolling so that then as things shift, that we really can pivot to those bigger opportunities and things on down the line. All right, we're going to go ahead and we're going to step aside for bottom of the hour, and we're going to talk some more about what can happen for those small businesses. Spence Eccles Jr. will join us coming up here at 11:35. Don't miss it, right here on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.